Welcome back, baseball, and a happy opening day, Mariners fans. Coming up, we'll be making our predictions for the 2023 MLB season, as well as going over some over-unders for the Mariners and previewing tonight's season opener against the Guardians. Colby, hit it.
You are Locked On Mariners, your daily Seattle Mariners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. This is Tiny Gonzalez and Colby Patnode for the Locked On Mariners podcast. Happy opening day, everyone. Thank you so much for making us your first listen. Subscribe, like, and turn on alerts if you're watching on YouTube, or subscribe and leave a five-star review on your preferred podcast platform if you like what you hear. And if you want to hear from us even more, please consider signing up for our Patreon by scanning the QR code right above my head. The link, as well as our social accounts, is also in the description below. On the show today, we'll be kicking things off with our predictions for the 2023 MLB season. We'll be picking our playoff teams, World Series winner, MVPs, Cy Youngs, and rookies of the year. We'll also be doing a bunch of over-unders for the Mariners in 2023, and then talk about tonight's game against the Guardians. Luis Castillo versus Shane Bieber should be a pretty fun game tonight at T-Mobile Park. But Colby, let's start with our league-wide predictions for Major League Baseball. Let's just start with our division winners and wild card teams, and you can start with whichever league you prefer.
AL for life.
Obviously, naturally.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in the East, I'm going to take the Yankees, despite the pitching woes. I think Tampa Bay is a legitimate contender here, and Toronto, of course. But I think the Yankees just have a little too much offense, and I think they'll manage the pitching well enough. And, you know, it's also worth noting that if the Yankees have to go out and get pitching at some point, they have plenty of you know, firepower to go do that. So I think the Yankees probably hold off Toronto and Tampa. In the Central, I'll take Cleveland, but I think, you know, Chicago and Minnesota are both viable picks here. I don't think any of those three teams are really, really good, but I think they're all pretty solid.
They're not too far off from one another either.
No, yet. No. I think Minnesota has kind of underperformed the last couple of years. Chicago last year, they just terrible injuries, and that's still not a very well put together roster though. So I think I would probably say Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago if I had to rank the three, but I think Cleveland probably repeats. They just keep throwing pitching and you know, the player development at you.
Right.
And then in the AL West, I'm still going to take Houston, but it's going to be pretty close. So I'm still going to go with the Astros winning the American League West. As for wild card spots, I'm actually going to take Seattle to win the first wild card. Then I will take in the second spot, I'm going to take Toronto. I think Toronto is going to be pretty good again this year. And then the third spot is really a toss-up. I could see Tampa. I could see Minnesota. The Angels or the Rangers could sneak into this spot. It kind of depends on what the win total is for this playoff team. But I'm going to take the Rays. So I think the exact same playoff roster as last year. It's a little boring, but I think those are, you know, the six best teams in this league. So I think that's how it's going to shake out.
So in the AL, I'm going in the AL East, rather, I'm going to go with the Blue Jays. There's still some flaws there that I think they're going to need to address over the course of the season in order to win that division. But right now, just with the way that the Yankees rotation is looking, obviously that offense is stellar. But I'm not sure if they're going to be able to survive all the injuries that they've sustained there in the rotation to start the year. We'll see how healthy they get and what else they might do to address that area. But I think the Blue Jays will be able to put enough ground in between them and the Yankees for it to matter at the end of the day. I'm going to go with the Twins in the Central, and that's partly because of something else that I'll be talking about here in just a moment when we get to our awards section. And I'm taking the Mariners to win the West. I'm going with three new division winners in the American League. And I pretty much explained my reasoning for the Mariners winning the West on yesterday's episode, so I won't rehash that again. I'm going to go Astros for the wild card one, Yankees wild card two, and then the Guardians for the wild card three there in the American League. So what about the National League, Colby?
So I'm going to take, in the East, probably still going to take the Mets. The Phillies just have had a couple of really unfortunate injuries this spring. Now it's interesting. The Mets did just place Verlander on the 15-day IL kind of out of nowhere. My fantasy team thanks them for that. So I'm still going to take the Mets. I would be somewhat surprised if the Mets won 100 games. That really feels more like a 90, 95 win team. And I think the Phillies can't compete. The Braves, I think, are... I'll get to the Braves in a minute. But the Braves, they're going to make the playoffs. Spoiler. Okay. But I'll still take the Mets by, you know, a game or two. In the Central, I will take... It's really, honestly, kind of a one-horse race, right? It's St. Louis. Chicago, I don't think Chicago is going to be very good this year. Cincinnati is awful. You know, Pittsburgh is a year away. And so Milwaukee, we'll see. I don't know what to think about Milwaukee.
Milwaukee has the starting pitching, but I don't know.
About do they
the
have rest of it. Everything else?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
What kind of Jesse Winker do they get? That could be a huge,
If Christian Yelich like becomes a thing again, then maybe. Sure. But
right.
That's a tough bet there.
Yeah. So, and then in the West, I'm going to take the Padres in the West, but I think, again, I don't think that that's a 100 win team, as that might surprise people, but
yeah.
I just, you know, I'm always weary of these like super teams who try to build on the fly and all that. Mm-hmm. And I just, their pitching is already pretty banged up. And that's their strength right now. And so we'll see what, you know, Soto deals with the oblique and all that stuff, but they're still a very talented team, but I think they'll win the West, but I think they're probably closer to a 95, 96 win team than a 106 win team. Mm-hmm. So those are my division picks.
So what about your wild cards in the National League?
Atlanta wild card one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the Dodgers wild card two, mm-hmm. and I'm going to pick the Phillies, I think, wild card three. I almost want to go Marlins here. I think the Marlins can be sneaky good.
Yeah.
I just don't trust the lineup enough right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The pitching is
pretty solid.
Pretty good. I mean, obviously they lose Pablo Lopez, but they did that in order to get, you know, to upgrade their lineup pretty substantially there with Luis Arraez. So we'll see how that pans out. They're a fun team though. They're one of those teams that I'm probably going to be watching on MLB TV a little bit over the course of this year. So I'm taking the Braves to win the East. And I think this is going to be a pretty big year for the Braves. We'll get into that in just a moment, but going to take the Cardinals in the Central. Totally agree with you about the Central. There just really isn't another team there that stands out to me that really can push the Cardinals. The Cardinals still have some pretty big flaws, but they obviously have two MVP candidates and Goldie and Arenado, and I like their roster overall. I'll take the Padres in the West as well, because the Dodgers just haven't really done much, or they didn't really do much this offseason. They lose Trey Turner, they lose Gavin Lux to an injury, they added Miguel Rojas and JD Martinez. Like the rotation is still going to be really good with Urias and Gonsolin, Kershaw, etc., but
no Bueller.
Yeah, but no Bueller. So, you know, the Dodgers always find a way at the end, but I'm going to go with the Padres here. I think they're a better squad. Wild cards, I'm going to go Mets wild card one, even, despite all the injuries that they've suffered here over the last month. I'll go Phillies wild card two, and then I'll go Dodgers wild card three in the National League. So let's do our World Series teams and World Series winner. Who you got?
I have the Atlanta Braves defeating the Seattle Mariners in the World Series.
Do you seriously? Because that's mine too.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey. Okay, I'll do that way. Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
I have the Braves beating the Mariners. I don't know, 6 games, 7 games, one of those two. I don't know.
Yeah, it
doesn't really matter. The Braves are just a more complete team, though. The top to bottom.
Great rotation, great lineup. It's
really good.
Even with the loss of Dansby Swanson, that's a fantastic lineup. Yeah.
And like you said, the Braves still have questions. What happens at shortstop? How do they weather that storm?
Max Von Fried, Grissom didn't make the team. Like, that's interesting. Yeah.
Max Fried got lifted from today's game. It's just a hamstring thing. So at least it's not his arm, but we'll see. I'm not wild about Atlanta's bullpen. I think it's pretty good, but I don't think it's, you know, unstoppable or unbeatable or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what kind of year we get from Acuna. But I just look at that team from top to bottom. I think it's the best team in baseball. I think the Mets are going to win that division, mm-hmm. but it's going to be by like a game. And then honestly, I think the Braves are just much more suited to win in the playoffs than the Mets. Because for me, after you get by Scherzer and Verlander, the Mets rotation, I mean, we'll see what Senga looks like.
Yeah.
But I'm not that afraid of the Mets rotation.
Yeah, agreed. I should also mention here on the AL side of things, I have the Mariners being one of the top two seeds. So they are not playing in the wild card series. I would say the Twins would be the third seed and play in the wild card series in that scenario. All right, let's get into these awards. Let's start with Rookie of the Year. I'm going to go Anthony Volpe in the AL for the Yankees. And I'm going to go Kodai Senga in the National League. No, I'm not picking Corbin Carroll after all. I'm going to go Kodai Senga and Anthony Volpe. What do you think?
In the American League, I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson, I guess. I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson in the American League. National League, I'll go with I'm probably going to go Senga. I really don't want to, but it's a much more crowded AL field than it is an NL field. So, I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson and Kodai Senga. Also gave some thought to Yoshida.
I did too. I actually, when I was writing out my awards here, I had Yoshida in there initially. But then I was like, Volpe is a Yankee, you know.
Yeah, that seems to matter.
That does matter whether we like it or not. So, yeah. And, you know, I have them making the playoffs, whereas the Red Sox aren't. So yep. I just feel like there's going to be more attention on Volpe if he has a good year. And I think he will have a good year. I think he already had a pretty decent start today, right? I think he got on base in his first at-bat, stole the base, all that. So, all right. Cy Youngs, this is going to come as no surprise. We've been talking about this for a while in the American League. I'm taking George Kirby to win the American League Cy Young. No, I do not care that he's going to be the number five to start the season in the Mariners rotation. That does not matter at all to me. I think Kirby is going to be incredibly efficient. I think we're going to see a season out of him that we don't typically see out of starting pitchers. And we're going to see him cement himself as one of the very few true aces in Major League Baseball. And then in the National League, I'm going to go with a guy from the team that I have playing against the Mariners in the World Series. I'm going with Spencer Strider after his breakout season last year.
Okay. So in the American League, I'm tempted to say Robbie Ray. I'm tempted to throw it
out. I mean, that was one of your bold predictions. So, it was. Are you going to betray your bold prediction here?
No, because a bold prediction is supposed to be bold. This is what a normal prediction.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I did throw down some money on George Kirby to win the Cy Young because that was tremendous value. But when I kind of look around at the American League, there's a lot of good options. You could always go with something very simple like Shohei or Gerrit Cole, somebody like that. Mm. And I think those are both, you know, really good picks. I don't think that there's really a third guy that's clearly established himself. I don't think Dylan Cease is that guy.
No,
I really don't.
Walked too many guys for my taste. Yeah.
I'm going to go the really boring route in the American League. I'm going to pick Gerrit Cole.
Okay. Well, you had a great start today. So
yeah, he did, but I'm going to go Gerrit Cole. And in the National League, typically I like to take like a dark horse in one of these.
Yeah.
Last year it was Sandy Alcantara, and that worked out. You picked Shane McClanahan in the American League, and that probably would have worked out.
And I picked Alcantara in the National League as well. Yeah.
So in the National League this year, though, I am going to take kind of a dark horse. Not really. Like it's not Scherzer. It's not Verlander. I'm going to take Zach Gallen of the of the Diamondbacks to win the Cy Young Award. So
all right.
I'm going to go Zach Gallen.
I like that. That's a cool pick. I have a couple of cool picks here for MVP. One of them. All right. So I talked about the Twins, right?
Careful. Uh-oh.
I'm going to say that Byron Buxton is going to do something that he's never done before and stay healthy for a full season.
Okay.
And the ceiling is incredibly high if he can stay healthy. And I'm going Byron Buxton to win AL MVP this year. And then National League, you can shake your head all you want. I love Byron Buxton. If he can stay healthy, I think he's more than capable of doing this still. Trey Turner is my pick in the National League. We just saw him go on one of the best WBC runs we've seen since, you know, and obviously the tournament is not that very old, but what an incredible run he went on for Team USA. And I think, you know, going to a new team, he's back with his best friend, Bryce Harper. Vibes are good. He's one of the most talented players in all of baseball. He's going to steal a ton of bases. He's going to hit a ton of home runs. He's going to put up every, you know, high numbers in every single category you could possibly want. And I think he's finally going to win himself an MVP this year.
Okay. American League, I'm going to go Otani as a parting gift to the Angels before he, of course, signs with the Mariners in the winter. He will win one last MVP for the Angels as the Angels go 80-82. in the National League.
The Jeff Fisher Rams of baseball.
Yeah, yep. Yep, absolutely. In the National League, again, quite a few choices here. I'm going Chris Bryant now.
oh, my God.
I'm going way out of left field, literally. But no, in the National League, I'm actually going to take Paul Goldschmidt to win the National League MVP this year.
Did he win it this past year? Who won the National League MVP? I think it was Goldie. So,
was it?
Yeah, back to back? I think he won. Yeah, I think he won this past year.
Well,
so back
I'm not
to back.
A fan of that pick anymore. Like, they just typically don't like to give the award back to back, the writers. So,
I mean, but Goldie's so good, man.
He's so good.
Gold
glove defense, can run the bases, hits for power. Like,
yeah,
does it all, man.
All right. So, we've run way over time here for the first segment. My fault. But apologies to Jeff Carr. Our MLB overlord here at Locked On. We'll get back on time tomorrow. Don't worry. But let's do some over-unders for the Mariners and talk about tonight's game against Shane Bieber and the Cleveland Guardians. But first, a reminder, this episode of Locked On Mariners is brought to you by FanDuel. The tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, it's super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drain. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. So don't miss your chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/locked on. That's FanDuel.com/LOCKEDON to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And you're listening to the Locked On Mariners podcast. Thank you again for making us your first listen here on opening day. Before we get into our over-unders for the Mariners and talk about their season opener with the Cleveland Guardians tonight, let's talk a little bit about this fundraiser that we got going on, Colby. We got some more donations that have come in, and you are going to announce another incentive for our listeners here that I'm not super excited about, but I'm going with it, considering how amazing the response has been over the last few days.
Sure. So first of all, if you guys don't know, and I'm assuming you all do by now, Ty and I have partnered with Feeding America. 34 million people in this country suffer from food insecurity. 9 million of them are children. It's entirely way too high. Feeding America provides healthy, nutritious meals to those who need them. And they do it at an amazing cost. For every dollar that we raise, Feeding America can turn that into 10 meals for people who need them. So it really is an incredible value, you know, from that aspect. So we're raising money. There are a couple ways that you can help us raise the money. One, there is a direct link that is on the screen right now that'll take you to our fundraising page. You can just donate right there. Any amount helps. You know, we've had a couple $100 donos, but we've also had, you know, a couple $1, $2, $3, and all of that comes together. All of that really does help Feeding America. So, you know, don't think that you have to donate $50, right? Mm-hmm. A dollar helps.
A dollar is 10 meals.
Yes. So you can do that by just scanning the QR code right there. There'll also be a link in the YouTube video and also in the podcast description if you're just listening. So you can do that. Also, if you can't afford to donate, I totally get it. It's fine. But you can get involved by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Locked On Mariners. Ty and I are donating 10 cents for every new subscriber we get between now and May 1st. I think we're up right around 100 new subs in the last two or three days. So that right there is $10. That's 100 meals just from clicking a button. So that's what we're doing. Our original goal was $500. We weren't quite sure where to land that goal. And then you guys just blew it out of the water. We're just under 1900 right now already. Mm-hmm. And we still have a month to go. Yeah, apparently, you know, we underestimated you guys. So I think it's time that we kind of start to ramp up things here. So,
Real quick, guys, let's get to 2K before first pitch tonight. Let's make that our goal for tonight. Now, Colby, you've got some incentives here to announce.
Sure. I'm obviously, guys, on top of this, we're doing just a random giveaway here. At the same time, we're giving away my Cal Raleigh autograph card. If you want it, all you have to do is subscribe. So not only you have to subscribe and you have to leave a comment on any video over the next month. It doesn't matter which one. We'll randomly select a video and then randomly select a comment from that video and send that card to you. So if you haven't subscribed yet, just think about it this way. You subscribe, not only do you give somebody a meal who needs it, you have a shot to win a Cal Raleigh card. Now, as we continue to build up here, I don't know what the final number is going to be, but I think for every $1,000, maybe $500, I should probably do another card giveaway. So, Ty, real fast, if we get to 2K before tonight's game, one or two. Okay. It's this beautiful Mike Cameron autograph card. Let's get to 2K. And then, you know, if we get closer to 3K, I'll announce another giveaway at that point. And to enter the giveaway, it'll still be the same. Just subscribe, make sure you're subscribed and leave a comment. I don't want to make donations, you know, pick from the donation list because so many people have donated anonymously and it wouldn't be fair to now kind of go retroactively be like, okay, well now we're tying that. So,
and whatever. We also don't want you to think that like, if you donate more, you have higher odds and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of what I'm doing on my end. Ty is being a little more selfish, but also a little more giving because he's not giving something away at every plateau number. But he is going to give you guys a gift.
I do have all of these like vintage Mariners cards.
Yeah,
I
but nobody
give
wants
away.
Those. No. Quiet down, Ty. You've already agreed to this. We're announcing it.
Yeah.
If we reach $10,000 in the next month, which is a tall task, we know. Yeah. And that's the only reason Ty would ever agree to this. If we do that, Ty Dan Gonzalez is going to get a tattoo. So... if we get to 10K.
Now we're not leaving this up to you, sickos. No, we're not doing that. It's going to be a tattoo of my choice. And right now I'm leaning towards getting the word chills tattooed somewhere on my body. So
yes, but yeah, you have to get to 10K. So we get to 10K. Ty, I'm sure Ty will make it a YouTube video as well. And he'll throw it up there on the process and all that stuff. He's gotten the okay from the missus. He had to talk to her, but he's there now.
I had to make sure I wouldn't get a divorce.
Right. If you guys want, you know, Ty to get chills tatted on his knuckles or something, it won't be, but if you guys want to see him get chills tatted, just smash that subscribe button. Leave a comment, share this with whoever you can think of. And donate via the QR code right there. And we'll see how far we can get. Even if we fall short of 10K, it's already been incredible. And you know,
it's been amazing.
It's been awesome. Every time I get the little notification that somebody's donated, I get excited.
Yeah. I've been telling everyone, I've been like, proud of this. This has been so cool.
Yeah. So
like,
thank you guys. I mean, maybe we peter out and we tap everybody out and we only get 2,500. That's still five times more than we thought we could. So
yeah.
If you can, please help out. If you can't, or you already have, thank you so much.
And again, a subscription is just as good as a donation. Yep. So if you don't have the means, just let someone know to subscribe to our channel. And that's 10 cents right there. That's a meal for someone that's in need.
Yes. Now back to baseball. Cause that was 7 minutes.
back to baseball indeed. So, So again, you know, we'll be talking about this a little bit over the next few episodes. You can skip over that if you've already donated or if you've already, you know, heard enough about it and get back to our baseball talk. So let's do some over unders here, Colby, for the Mariners. I wanted to do some sort of Mariners prediction on today's show. I wasn't really sure what to do. So I think over unders are good. So I've put together a lot of them. So we're going to quickly go through these. Now we don't have over unders for everyone, right? There's no Teoscar Hernandez over under. There's no Colton Wong over under. There's no Luis Castillo. I didn't do any of the bullpen guys either. But I think I have some pretty fun ones in here. So let's start with everyone's favorite, Julio. Let's go 29 and a half home runs for Julio Rodriguez in 2023. Over. Yeah, I'm going over as well. I think he can legitimately be a 40 home run guy this year. Mm-hmm. Up next, this one's a little more interesting. 24 and a half stolen bases. Obviously, he didn't steal a lot or try to steal a lot in the second half of the season. Of course, some of that was because of injuries, and obviously the team didn't want him to risk injury doing that. So what do you think? Bigger bases this year, he's more incentivized to steal, but he's also the face of the franchise. You don't want him getting hurt. So what do you think?
Under.
Ooh, okay. I'm going over. I think Julio's going to have 30-30. I think he's going to be 40-30 this year.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if the team's going to want him to run that much. So yeah. I think he'll still be around like 18 to 23-ish in that range. But, you know, if it was 25 or more, I'd be a little bit surprised.
Cal Raleigh hit 27 home runs last year. So let's just go 27 and a half home runs on Big Dumper. Yeah, I'll go over as well. I think he gets to the 30 mark.
These are all assuming health, obviously.
Obviously, yes.
Yes.
Eugenio Suarez, 32 and a half home runs.
Under.
I'm going to go over. I think he hits 35.
Ty's just all aboard the hype train.
I think this team is going to hit a lot of dingers.
Okay. I think Gino's.
I think Teoscar hits like 30 this year, too. Like,
right. I think yeah. Gino's probably going to settle in at around 28 to 30.
Okay. I mean, that's still a lot.
But it's not 33. So.
So here's an interesting one. I think you're going to take the over on this because of your bold prediction yesterday. 1.5 wins above replacement for Jared Kelnick. Doesn't matter if it's baseball reference or Fangraphs. Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. I'm going to go over. You know what? I believe. I still need to see it. Like I said, I still need to see it in actual games, but I believe.
Yeah, if Kelnick is just a league average bat, league average slash line with his defense and his power, that's two wins easy all day.
So. Yeah, I think the defense is going to carry him quite a bit on that front for sure. All right. Here's an interesting one. 23 and a half hit by pitches for Ty France.
Over.
So
what was it last year? 27?
21. He had 27 in 2021.
Oh, okay.
So, but again, he was hurt a couple times last year, so he missed some time.
Unfortunately.
I'm going to go over as well. Yeah.
Get out of the way, Ty. Get out of the way.
Please just don't get hurt this year, man. Please. Yeah.
Really need you.
Yeah. I appreciate the cajones that you show and being that close to the plate, but yeah.
Ty France, by the way, hitting third today.
There you go. Is it the lineup that we pretty much projected?
Yep. Listella the DH.
Oh, Listella's the DH. It's not Pollock. Oh, okay.
Rodriguez, Wong, France, Hernandez, Raleigh, Suarez, Kelnick, Listella, Crawford.
Interesting.
So JP in the opening day lineup, Listella gets the nod at DH.
So we got 220 and a half strikeouts for Robbie Ray. Yeah. He had 212 this past year. I think he had 275 in his Cy Young year. So I'm going to go over as well. Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. All right. Here's an interesting one. This question is essentially, will Logan Gilbert finally average a K per nine?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Yeah. 8.99 Ks per nine is the over under here. I'm going to take the over as well. I think old Gilby finally gets a hold of his secondaries. I know you love that name.
So bad.
1.75 walks per nine for George Kirby.
Man.
He was at 1.52 this past year.
But that's still. Under, but barely.
Yeah.
The only thing about this is it could be under. It could be like over by like.
Could be 176.
Yeah. Or, you know, it could even be like 242 or something like that. And that's still really good.
Yeah.
And people will be like, what's wrong with George Kirby?
That's right. Nothing. Yeah.
He's human.
I'm going to go slightly under. I don't think he's a 152 guy, but I think we see him in the 16 area. Okay. All right. Here's a couple of prospect ones. Bryce Miller, 99 and a half innings pitched.
At the big leagues?
At the big league level, yeah. Should have made that clear. Under. Interesting. I'm going to go... I think he's going to come up in May, so I'm going to go over.
Good.
Kirby threw, what, 130 last year?
Yep.
I'll say Miller lands at about 115.
Okay. I mean, Kirby came up Kirby only threw out like a handful of innings in the minors, right?
Yeah. And I think Miller ends up probably doing that as well. Cause
I think he's probably going to throw closer to 40, 50 in the minors, but we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Here's the really interesting one. I think you're going to say under to this 39.5 innings pitched at the major league level for Emerson Hancock.
Can't pitch for the Mariners if you're traded, baby.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And who are they going to trade him for? Probably some platoon bat. That's all he's worth.
So this is obviously going to be an over considering, you know, what we think the Mariners are going to do this year. But I'm going to ask anyway. 89.5 wins for the Seattle Mariners. Yep. Over.
By the way, there are some sports books in Vegas that are dumb enough to give you 86.5.
Yeah.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it and laugh.
And take it and run. Yeah. 3.5 All-Stars for the Mariners. I said 6 yesterday in my bold prediction. Yeah. So, and I stand by that. Okay. And you know what? I do need to address something. I forgot about Cal Raleigh when I was doing that.
I thought you said Cal.
No, I said Ty France. I was putting it together quick and I kind of spaced and I forgot Cal. I think Cal is going to be an All-Star. So maybe it's 7.
Because the game is at T-Mobile and because Mariner fans are super hype, I think that they stuffed the ballot boxes a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we know for a fact Julio could miss all but 10 games and he's still going to get voted into the All-Star game. He's that popular of a player. So we know one for sure is Julio. I feel like Castillo, if he's even close to what he was last year, he's definitely number 2. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go over. I don't know who 3 and 4 are. I think it should be Cal, but we'll see what kind of year he has. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, probably Munoz out of the bullpen.
Yep.
Or maybe it's Teo, or maybe it's Robbie Ray, it's Kirby. It's like it could be anybody in the rotation.
Right.
Except for Marco.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'll say over.
Yeah, that's Marco's a big reason that I picked the over on Bryce Miller. So yeah. All right.
Hope to be wrong.
Yeah, taking the over on All-Stars as well, like I said. All right. Last couple here. Jerry DePoto and Justin Hollander, 4.5 major league trades. Major league trades, like
any trade.
Guys that are going to be either on the 40-man or the 26-man.
Let me ask, is there a follow-up to this?
No, there is no follow-up to this.
Okay, so it's not like, but only like 1.5 on like 26-man guys?
No. This is just, these guys are major leaguers. These are not
somebody on somebody's 40-man gets traded.
Yeah, to the Mariners. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, to the Mariners.
Or from, you know what? Yeah. Like if they were somehow able to trade Chris Flexen or Marco or whatever, sure, I'll count that.
This is tough because I think the number is like 3 or 4.
This was a good number,
under,
right?
Yeah, probably under. I think it's going to be 3 or 4. So,
all right, I'll take the slide under as well.
It's just hard because like Jerry loves to make these like Gio Rocco or whatever for Tom Murphy, and you're like, oh, that's not even a worthwhile trade to discuss, and then Tom Murphy's like, and you're like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Like he loves to make those little depth trades that don't seem like anything, and then you're like, oh. Actually, they were.
Yeah. Last one here. Colby Patnode, 161.5 times upsetting the Mariners fan base.
Hammer the over.
It's going to be at least twice a game. So,
I think the better over-under is like how many times I've upset them for no reason. Like when they have no reason to be upset. For example, like, oh, that was a rough at-bat from Colton Wong.
You just want to give that bats to Mason McCoy over Colton Wong.
Yep. Totally what I said.
All right. So those were our over-unders. Play along with us down below. I probably should have said that before we did our over-unders, but let us know what your answers are for the over-unders. Let us know what your predictions for Major League Baseball as a whole are as well, if you're willing to take the time in the comments. We'd love to see those. All right, so lastly, before we wrap up here, Mariners Guardians, we're going to just quickly talk about this because we're only a few hours away from first pitch. This is going to be a pretty irrelevant conversation for probably quite a few of you if you're tuning in after the game. But we got Shane Bieber versus Luis Castillo. Guardians versus Mariners. This was a season series the Mariners dominated last year. First, do you think the Mariners are going to win tonight? I think that's just the first question that we need to answer here.
It's opening day, baby.
Absolutely.
Of course, the only team that wins more than the Mariners on opening day, believe it or not, the New York Mets.
Wow.
So, yeah, go figure. Teams that are kind of known for disappointing their fan base.
Yeah, I was like, is that good company
more than anybody else on opening day?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the Mariners win. I think it'll be a low-scoring game because it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be a little breezy. It's going to be tough to string hits together off of both of these guys. But and both teams happen to have really good bullpens. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But, Yeah, I think the Mariners pull off probably a one-run victory.
I'm going to go 3-1 Mariners.
Okay. And I was thinking 4-3.
Teoscar Hernandez has hit a home run in two consecutive opening days. The record is 3 by Tyler O'Neill, funny enough. We'll see if that continues today. Is O'Neill healthy and playing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we'll see if that continues against the Blue Jays today for him. But I think Teoscar gets his 3rd in a row today in his first game as a Seattle Mariner. And I think Luis Castillo is going to shove tonight. I know his spring was a little iffy, but whatever. Like I don't care about that. I think Castillo is going to shove tonight. Really interested to see how he attacks this lineup, though. This was a lineup that did make him work last year. And
Tyler O'Neill.
Hey, there you go, Tyler O'Neill. Maybe that's another card we could give
future
away.
Future Mariner Tyler O'Neill.
You could give away, I should say. Yeah. But yeah, you know, this is a lefty heavy lineup. Andrés Giménez, Josh Bell is Ramirez. Going to be hitting from the left side. Yeah, Jose Ramirez is going to be hitting from the left side.
Naylor's
a sneaky player. Like he can hurt you in a big way if you mess around.
I saw him break the glass of the Hit It Here Cafe in batting practice last year.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
So
yeah.
Shattered it. So
Yeah, he's a strong dude. Isn't his brother on that team now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bo.
Josh and Bo.
Yeah. Josh and Bo. There you go. And Mike Z. We're going to see Mike Z. So see in the lineup.
It's nice to know where the easy outs are in the lineup.
Mike Z and Miles Straw. Yeah.
Sliders away, baby. Sliders away.
Hey, Mike Zunino is good. Don't leave it hanging. Okay. He's good.
Nah. Don't leave that slider hanging because he'll hit it into Edgar's. But if you don't, you're probably in good shape.
Yeah, you
should be, I have not seen Cleveland's lineup yet. No.
Okay. So yeah, we'll see what that lineup looks like. But this is a pretty talented team. So you know you got to be on your A game in order to beat these guys. But should be a fun game tonight. Fun pitching duel.
You play them 7 times in the next 10 days.
All right. So that's gonna do it for our show today. Tomorrow's episode, we'll be recapping tonight's game, and we'll be looking at the rest of this series with the Guardians. We've got a 4-game series with these guys. It's going to be going to see these guys a lot, like Colby mentioned. So get used to them. All right. So like I said, that's going to do it for our show. Thank you again for joining us here on the Locked On Mariners podcast. For Colby Patnode, I'm Ty Dane Gonzalez. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at @LO_Mariners. You can follow me at Dane Gonzalez. It's TaneGNZLZ. And Colby at CPAT11. That's CPAT11. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well at Locked On Mariners. That's one word, Locked On Mariners. You can also find all that stuff in the description of this episode. And thank you again for making us your first listen. Now for your second listen, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Win your league by listening to Matt and Dom every day as they bring you the best fantasy draft strategies. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like us, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And with that, have yourself a beautiful opening day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.